Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank all my listeners out there today. We're going to go ahead and get into our announcements. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Did you praise the Lord this morning? Glory to God. Do you praise him? Hallelujah. Whenever things aren't going right for you. You know, it's easy to praise the Lord whenever everything's going right. All the children got all the clothes they need, and you got all the money in the bank. Glory to God. And you have all the food in the cabinet that you need. Glory to God. And everything is well with our soul. But can you praise God? Hallelujah. When things aren't right where you want them to be. You know, in praising the Lord, you got to praise him through the good times, through the tough times, through the hard times, because he says he'll bring us through everything. So, amen, we have nothing to fear and nothing to worry about. I believe sometimes things get so hard and we get so overwhelmed because, you know what, we forget about, you know, he said that, you know, many of the affliction of the righteous, but he's going to deliver me out of them all. So why am I looking sad? Why am I looking like I'm broke, busted, and disgusted? Why am I look like I'm sucking on a lemon? Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Take the lemon and make lemonade. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's continue on with our announcements on today. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. Amen. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew walked the dog. I mean, it was just awesome, awesome, awesome. She didn't quit. The fire of God was on that line, and when it fell, good God Almighty, she didn't stop. Hallelujah. She didn't even stop to breathe. I said, my God, my God. The fire of God was on that line on yesterday, and I want to encourage you. If faith come by hearing, you should have caught it, amen, while it was hot. But it comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you missed it as she prayed, glory to God. I mean, she slayed some dragons. She knocked down some doors, good God Almighty. She put, amen, just threw the devil on upside the wall. I know she got real tired of him, so she just slung him on out the door then. Glory to God. But it was just awesome. You missed it. You can go back and hear it on demand. But it was an awesome show. And if you move on down just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Go and call a neighbor, text them, amen, knock on the window, amen, bang on the door, say, you know, Prophetic Corner's on and it's going down. You need to hear a word in season from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour. And then we're going to move on down. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and then we're going to move on down to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It's Minister Elaine Jackson, and the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So I want to encourage you, after you hear Prophetic Corner, move on down and hear Minister Elaine, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, an awesome show. Amen. She tells you how it is. Amen. What the Lord is saying unto her. Hallelujah. You know, God is speaking in many different ways. You know, people think that everybody's going to come and give the same word. Everybody gets something different out of the scriptures. Yes, true. But it's all tied in together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? If all of us was to look the same, then he couldn't tell one from the other, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just a little side joke. Amen. But yeah, you know, go and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. And she's also an author. And I want to encourage you to buy the book. If you have not bought the book, dear, buy the book. Go and go on Amazon, and or you can go on Minister Elaine Jackson's page, amen, and it will tell you how to go on Amazon and download the book. It's an e-book, And it's an awesome book, so I want to encourage you to go on and get it. Amen. While it's still on sale. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you, on Tuesday night, we have the Impact Team, the big Wow Radio. Gosh, glory to God. That comes on Tuesday night. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Every Tuesday, they come on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, here's what I need you to do. Go on Facebook, and you'll find Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook. And you can inbox her and let her know what the need may be. And also, you can go on Pastor Joseph Ryle's page and inbox him, glory to God, and tell him what you need, and they will be getting back with you. Amen, glory to God. So the avenues are open. So don't keep saying, well, I ain't got nobody to teach me. I don't have this. Don't keep singing them sad old songs. Just go ahead and make a change. You know, time it won't be long because you can see how everything is going on and things that are happening in the world. Glory to God, I always say, you know, just go on, amen, on Facebook and hit them up and let them know. And if it's someone who can't get to them and we're all under the same umbrella, inbox one of us. All the Wild Team. You can inbox Elder. You can inbox Minister Michelle. Amen. You could inbox Minister Elaine Jackson. You can inbox Prophetess Martha, and we will get you in the right place. If we're under the same umbrella, we going to get you there. Glory to God. Because we want you to move out in this season and do what God is calling you to do. Just because the world hasn't ended yet, that don't mean he ain't coming. Just because Jesus ain't came, that don't mean he ain't coming. Glory to God. That does not mean he's not coming. So I want you to be ready. You know, I pray we all be ready. You know, get everything in order. You know, so many times people, you know, leave the world and they don't have things in order. Then people got to search for stuff. Amen. Glory to God. But make sure you got everything in order. Hallelujah. So when Jesus come, amen. Glory to God. He won't catch you with your work undone. You say, all is well with thy soul. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do ask that you tell me where you're calling from so I'll know what part of the world we're reaching. This is not a ministry to where, you know, we're calling people out. We are here to pray for you. We open up the line for prayer. So just tell me your prayer request, and amen, I will pray for you if you desire prayer at this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you yet for another day, oh Lord, how you have spared our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your comfort, peace, your love, and your joy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have watched over us, protected us, Lord God, and kept us from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, all thanks, glory, honor, and praises go to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to touch each and every one, each and every soul on this line on today where they need a touch from you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh Lord, unto them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, create a clean heart, renew a right spirit, oh Lord God, as they hear the word of God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, if any need healing on this line, oh Lord God, we ask you, God, to let the word heal them, God, wherever they hurt, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any, Lord God, that are lonely, Lord God, we know that you can feel those lonely places, oh God, because Lord, you said you'll be everything that they need you to be. So that means, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, you can feel the loneliness, oh God. Lord God, you can feel those dry places, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer, oh God, and you can heal them, Lord God, everywhere they hurt. Lord, you can heal the broken heart. You can make the mind, Lord God, God. Give them a mind, Lord God, towards Christ, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know you are a mind regulator. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for regulating their minds, Lord God, and so they can keep their minds stayed on you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor, O God, because we know if it had not been for you, Lord God, we wouldn't be here on today, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we call out that depression spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not be depressed anymore, because God, you said you're everything that they need you to be. So Lord, we know that you can heal depression in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you can heal, Lord God, the knee pain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are hurting, Lord God, on their knee, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and they're thinking about having a knee surgery. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to go in and touch them in a mighty way and heal that pain right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you're everything that we need you to be. You're in all things that we need you to be in, oh Lord God. Father God, we cast every care upon you, for you're the one that cares, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, everything in this world belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're down here just occupying until he comes. Glory to God. So don't get so caught up in the way the world system live and what the world system has, you know, and, you know, it's only just for a little while, glory to God. He just give them those things down here to maintain. That's all, glory to God. Because whenever he comes, hallelujah, you're not going to take all this stuff with you. Hallelujah. It's okay if you want more, hallelujah, and you want more. It's okay, but make sure you're giving him what you need to give him. Amen, hallelujah. You know, I know we discuss the tithes and we discuss the offerings and we discuss a lot about money, but like I said, amen, if you go back and listen to my shows, amen, glory to God, I'm going to keep on talking until Jesus comes, because guess what? If he tells you to say something, then you've got to say it. I don't care. Hallelujah, glory to God. No, I you know, understand, the pastor don't need your money, the preacher don't need your money, whatever you want to call him, the rev don't need your money, glory to God, because God is a good paymaster. Hallelujah, glory to God, because he'll give you things and he'll discount things and he'll help people, to tell people to bring you things, and he'll lay people, amen, hallelujah, I'll lay you on for people's heart. You know, I want you to go and drop this off, and I need you to go and give them this, and I need you to go and give them that. So understand, we serve an awesome God, hallelujah. So you know, everything belongs to him anyway, hallelujah. So you sometimes want more stuff, but how about more Jesus? You know, I was listening to a song this morning. I need just a little more Jesus. No, I need a lot more Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want to get caught up. Hallelujah. Not doing everything that he wants you to do. You don't want to get caught up not going and telling those people about a man named Jesus. You don't want to get caught up in the midst of all that, hallelujah, glory to God, not being able, hallelujah, to go out and draw others to Christ. You just don't want to get caught up, glory to God. And I think so many times what happened is we get so caught up in the world system and the way the world lives, hallelujah, till we want what the world wants, hallelujah. But what about wanting what Jesus wants? What about wanting what God has for us? Glory to God. First the spiritual and then the natural stuff. Yes, all the natural things will come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you may not get what you want right then, but I guarantee you, if you live right and you live righteous, he's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may not have all the tea in China, I always say. Glory to God. But guess what? He will break you off a piece of beef. Hallelujah. Now, which would you rather have? Hallelujah. All that tea in China, yeah. You can sip on it, yeah, day after day. But if you've got some of that beef, your beef, you'll be able to chew and get full. So chew on the word of God. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you'll get full. You'll get so full that whenever things start to come against you, that's why I always talk about the beef. Hallelujah. You'll get so full. Hallelujah. of the word of God, hallelujah. So when things in fiery darts start to come, you'll have that word that bubbles up on the inside of you to cast that demon out and cast that devil out. Hallelujah, glory to God. I laughed because, you know, on yesterday, someone came and they said, you know, someone asked them to pray for them, glory to God, hallelujah. And you know, you just never, you really don't know when people are listening. But I thank God, amen, that you know, they were listening very close when these certain peoples, amen, hallelujah, went and they prayed for them, glory to God. And they said once they start praying and they begin, amen, to cast devils out and ask God to remove stuff and rooting up stuff. And I said, good God Almighty, I had no idea that they were paying attention like that. See, that word is getting there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see the finished product of that. Glory to God. It was kind of awesome. It was awesome. And I kind of laughed at it. You know, I'm like, okay, you see, you never know who's listening. Hallelujah. When you go somewhere and you begin to tell somebody else about a word or begin to pray some things or begin to, you know, tell them about a man named Jesus, you know, glory to God, you just never know who on the outside looking in they're going to catch it. Hallelujah. So just make sure you're doing what you want to do. And they didn't ask for nothing. Glory to God. Didn't ask for a thing. Didn't ask for an offering. Didn't ask for not nothing. Glory to God. But that right there, hallelujah, that set my heart on fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, that he used these people, amen, in that mighty way, amen, so they can catch, amen, that what they caught. Because understand, I know this person. And they weren't praying like that. I know this person, and they don't pray like that. I know this person, and for them to say those things, they don't say it. So I thank God for that. Glory to God. Let's move on. That's not my message. Just a little side note to help y'all out, you know, seeing where everything is not important. Some things he know we got to have, and he's going to give it to us. You can believe God for the things that you need. Yes, you can. He'll give you some things, amen, that you don't need. But just don't let them overwhelm you. Hallelujah. And you forget all about Jesus Christ, and you're worried about just going on, amen, doing your natural thing and doing everything you're big enough to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. I'm going to be speaking to you today. Let's go to Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, will you bless the Lord? Hallelujah. You know, will you bless the Lord? Just ask yourself a question. Will you bless the Lord? Glory to God. Like I said, it's easy to bless him when I got, but is it easy to bless him when I need? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you got to learn, amen, it's easy to bless him when you need. Hallelujah. If you trust and believe that he's going to give you what you need, then you better make sure that you bless him at all times. Let's see what it says here. I know you done heard it before, but you know, sometimes you have to bring it back. You have to bring a word back in season and go ahead and help the people of God to know I'm still going to bless the Lord. So you won't get weary and well doing, you know, say, well, hold up, God, I'm going to bless you anyway. It don't matter. I'm going to bless you. Although I need a car, I ain't acting right. Oh, Lord, pray. Praise the Lord. God, I tell you, and I ain't got nothing but a loaf of bread and some mayo. Hallelujah. You know, down south, amen, glory to God, they'll make a sandwich out of anything. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you come down south, we can show y'all how to make a sandwich out of anything, you know. Glory to God. On yesterday, hallelujah, you know, we were in the house, hallelujah, and, you know, they came in, and they're like, well, what y'all got to eat? Well, you know, we weren't finished cooking, you know, hallelujah. But guess what they did? They got them some mayo and some bacon and put it on there, hallelujah. Now, give me another piece of bread. And they just made a bacon sandwich. So, I'm telling you, down south, they'll eat, glory to God. And they don't care. They'll make a sandwich out of anything. So you know what they were doing? Blessing the Lord. Because guess what? That bacon sandwich was good to them because they were hungry. Okay, let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. Now, Are you going to continue to bless the Lord? Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you, Lord God, when things don't look right. Lord, I bless you, Lord God, even if I don't feel right. Lord, I bless you. You know, sometimes you get up in the morning and then you start to go on your day. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere doing everything. But when you get up in the morning, you say, Lord, I bless you. And Lord, I praise you, Lord God. Thank you for waking me up, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for having a mind, Lord God. Oh, my God. And having a mind to touch me with your finger of love and let me get up, man. And you let me use both of my limbs, my legs, my arms, my eyes. Hallelujah, I can see, and my mouth, I can talk. Oh, my God, and my shoulders and feet, I can wiggle. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Do you get up talking like that, glory to God? Or do you just get up and say, well, Lord, I thank you. You woke me up, and the blood running warm in my vein, and go on about your day, hallelujah. If we would change the way we really talk, glory to God, I do believe things will start to happen, hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to change your thinking and your talk, hallelujah. Don't let nothing weigh you down. If there's something you think that you need help with, then I'm telling you, the doors are open, glory to God. You know, when you was in the church, they always say the doors of the church is open. We are the church, hallelujah. The church is in us. So the doors of the church is open. So if you need us, amen, by all means, call us. Hallelujah. I know we go, you know, week after week after week, but if you need us, call us. Hallelujah. Don't expect, you know, hold up, here you go. I'm going to let the prophet pick up on this. Hallelujah. Maybe she'll pick up on that, or maybe he'll pick up, the pastor pick up on this, or maybe the evangelist will pick up on this, and maybe the minister will pick. No, if you need it, you need to call, glory to God. And furthermore, when you come on this line, if you need, you need to hit this one and let us bring you in, hallelujah. How hard can it be to hit this one and let us bring you in? Don't be worried about what people hear. I used to be the world's worst, hallelujah, at worrying about what people think, hallelujah. And I know that. But if you're going to walk with Jesus, glory to God, you're going to have to get over that. You're going to have to praise the Lord, hallelujah, and when it don't make no sense. Because I know, hallelujah, that deep down on the inside, hallelujah, when you know him like you know him, you ain't going to worry about what people think. You're going to praise the Lord anyhow. He said his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So I'm going to continue to praise you, Lord God, no matter what it looked like. I'm going to continually, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God, no matter what I feel like. Even if I'm on my bed, Lord, I'm going to say I praise you anyhow. Even though, you know, sometimes you may catch a cold and everybody is talking about the allergies and the pollen and all that different stuff. But still, you got to learn how to praise God even through all the allergies and all that, glory to God, because everything he created and everything belonged to him, so he knows when's enough. He'll send the rain to wash it away. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. So why not praise him, hallelujah, through all that? Now, you may have to take a little sinus medicine. It's okay. Go ahead and take the medicine and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm here too, Lord God, to take this medication, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I thank you, and I'm going to continue to praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you walk with God, you got to change your mindset. Have your mind stayed on Jesus and not the negative. Because when you began to praise the Lord, don't you know some things happen? There are some things that will break a loose. Lord, I need you to break this loose. Well, guess what? I'm going to have to praise him in order for this thing to break. You can't have no poor praise. Hallelujah. You know, things just don't happen. You know, you got to help make them happen. Hallelujah. If God is for you, no man can be against you. So guess what? Continually with the praise in your mouth. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 2:2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You know, hallelujah. Some people boast, amen, in their money. Some boast in their honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But most, you know what you need to boast in? Boast in the Lord. If it's anything, boast in the Lord. You know, when I when something happens to me, I always say, well, you know what? Let me tell you. You know, God did this. Let me tell you what he did. I went in the store. Hallelujah. And you know what? It didn't cost me as much as I thought it was going to cost. Because you know what? They were having a sale. Hallelujah. And this was something I needed. need, and it's sometimes something I want. And look what he did for me. And you know what? I boast in God because I know he did it for me. Glory to God. But you know, let me help you out with it also. You know, some people you tell, they don't understand it. I'm going to be real with you. Hallelujah. You tell those that are happy for you, those that you know don't understand it. Let me help y'all out. I run into them. Leave them alone. You don't have to tell them. Glory to God. Just ask God to show them. And then when things start happening for them, glory to God, they kind of shy back. And I run into this a lot. I'm telling y'all, oh, my God. Sometimes I say, Lord, help me, Jesus, because I'm glad I really know who you are. And I know what you can really, really do. I know they may haven't got there yet, but I'm going to praise you for them. Glory to God. If he said praises that will continually be in my mouth, then I got to praise him for them. Glory to God, because they don't know him like that. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you did that for them. My God, because he'll do it every time. Glory to God. Boast in the Lord. Don't boast in your money. Don't boast in your honey. But boast in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go on to three. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You know, when you're in worship and pray, Lord, I exalt you, Lord God. Lord, I give you glory. So you just continue to exalt him and continue to love on him continually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, I honor you. Lord God, I lift your name up. You're exalting him, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I'm giving you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody steal your praise. Hallelujah. And if you get in church and you see somebody don't like what you're doing and how you're doing it, glory to God, it's okay. Hallelujah. Just continue because you know how good he is to you. You know that your heart loves him so much. You know that you have that agape love, not just when he give you. You got that love to where if he don't give you nothing, you still gonna exalt his name. Don't let them fool you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because they don't know, because they haven't committed totally unto the Lord. So it's okay. You continue to praise him, continue to worship him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember on yesterday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I went, you know, to a place and you know, they began to just dance before the Lord. They were just dancing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it was just so good to see a person dance before the Lord. Hallelujah. At 94 years old, come on now. Glory to God. You got some not 20-year-old and don't want to dance. And they just dance before the Lord. So, you know, hallelujah. Glory to God. If they can do it, you can too. Hallelujah. God will fix your heart. Hallelujah. Make it right. You know, you need a turnaround. Some people need a turnaround miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God will turn some things around for you. But if you begin to exalt him and praise his name and all the chaos is going on around you and everybody acting crazy, glory to God. Hallelujah. People about to run over you like they're in a hurry. They can't wait till the light change. They going straight through the lights. And oh, my God. When you praise God and ask God, God, let your angels camp around me, O Lord. Oh, man. Man, good God Almighty, he will, hallelujah, and he'll push them cars out of the way. He'll make them traffic light changing in time, or he'll hold them up, glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, when you have a fear, hallelujah, you say, Lord, I'm going to seek you, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, with this fear. Glory to God. You know, he ain't giving us the spirit of fear. He give us love and sound mind and peace in our mind. But you can't have that peace in your mind if you're always fearing. You know, a lot of times people always fear, well, you know what? I'm going to be alone. I'm not going to ever have a husband. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. You probably won't. Hallelujah. Let me help you out. Glory to God. Because listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So be careful. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about when you eat that sandwich. Hallelujah. It's on your tongue. I'm talking about life and death is in the power of your tongue. So whatever words you speak today, hallelujah, you're going to live off them. Amen. On tomorrow. And see, whatever words that were spoken over you back, amen, whenever your parents were praying for you, glory to God. And guess what? You're living off some of that now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether it's positive or negative, but you can turn it around if it's negative. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all the fears that you have, he'll deliver you from all those fears when you seek him. Hallelujah. And you find him. Glory to God. You know, and now everybody is so caught up in, you know, watching a whole lot of TV. I'm going to say not a little TV, a whole lot of TV. Even when they go to other people's houses and stuff, and they may be talking, you know what I'm saying, and the TV is on. And hold up, wait a minute, I need to hear this. Somebody hold up, wait a minute. You ain't at home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just a little laughter. Glory to God. You know, yeah, hallelujah. So that tells me that that's what you do all the time, you know. And then you say you want a closer walk with God. Well, guess what? It starts with cutting the TV off, shutting it down, hallelujah, and getting what you need, hallelujah. You know, if you're fearing something, then guess what? You got to come against that fear, hallelujah. The TV ain't going to do it, glory to God. And the pastor can pray for you. The apostle can pray for you. The preacher, the teacher, amen, glory to God. The lay member can pray for you. The minister can pray for you. But guess what? You're going to have to get in this word and find those fear scriptures, and you're going to have to start repeating them, hallelujah, letting them come out of your mouth in your own place to come against, hallelujah, whatever it is you're fearing at this time, hallelujah, glory to God. Because he said, I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. So I'm going to seek the Lord through his word, reading his word, so I can get all those fears that I have out of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you fear speaking in front of people, you need to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're fearing, hallelujah, to walk up to someone and tell them about a man named Jesus, good God Almighty, you need to seek him. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I need you to help me, to show me how I can go up and tell this person about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I want to see him saved. I want to see him brought out of darkness. I want to see him walking in your marvelous light. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You got to go, hallelujah, you got to go for it. It's in the word on how you do it, glory to God. Let's go to 5. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Glory to God. Sometimes you may have to cry out, Lord, I need you down here, Lord God. Lord, my children ain't acting right, Lord God. Lord, I need you down here, oh Lord God. My coworkers ain't acting right, Lord. Lord, I need you down here, Lord God. They trying to take all my money. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you down here, oh God. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need you to help me right now, oh God. When you cry out to the Lord, he will deliver you out of all your troubles. But you know, so many times what happened, here's what happened. He said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I know, Lord God, you're going to deliver me. You're going to heal me. You're going to set me free, Lord. I thank you. That's all you've given him, glory to God. Well, if his praises are still in your mouth, you're going to praise him, hallelujah. And then you're going to call on him and say, Lord, can you hear me up there, Lord God? Your child is calling on you, Lord God. Lord, I need you to deliver me from this thing that's been bothering me, Lord God, over 20 years, how she did me wrong. Lord, I need you, Lord God, to deliver me, Lord God, from this thing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's been bothering me, Lord God, all this time. Lord, my fears, Lord God, of going, Lord God, in the hedges and the highways. Lord, my fears, Lord God, are even driving down the road. My fears of having an accident, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I need you to deliver me from these fears, oh God. Lord, I need you, Lord God, to deliver me out of these troubles that I'm having, Lord God. Lord, I can't get a job. Lord, I need you to deliver me, Lord God, from these troubles I'm having, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, won't nobody help me, Lord God. Lord, I need you. Learn how to cry out to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he'll hear your cry. And he'll answer you by and by. Good God Almighty. Lord, God is not short. And he ain't moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But learn how to cry out. Glory to God. Can you see right here? He said he heard me. Hallelujah. And he delivered him out of all his troubles. He didn't say he delivered me out of one. He said troubles. It had an S on the end. So that means there were multiple troubles. So God delivered him. Glory to God. And he can do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. On this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's go to 7. The angels of the Lord encamp around me, around and about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Glory to God. Don't you know your angels? You know, you have angels, amen, that's assigned to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to send them out. I learn. That's why I invite y'all to come and get some of this that I've learned. Glory to God. I'm not greedy. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not fearful of nobody taking nothing. My thing is, I want everybody that want to be saved and want to walk in that goodness and glory of God. I want you to come on in. Glory to God. Come on in the room. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To come on and get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You have angels that you can send out on assignment. You have angels to camp around you. Hallelujah. When you call them, they're there. If you can see them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you can't see them, they're there. Glory to God. Because he gives angels, hallelujah, to camp around us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on to 8. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Glory to God. You know, God is good. You know, and you hear this quote, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. People will quote some stuff, but do you actually believe it? Is that word actually there? Glory to God. When you don't have enough money, hallelujah, to put gas in your tank, do you quote, say, hold up, Lord, God is good. And Lord, I know God. You're good, Lord God. You're good and you're worthy to be praised, Lord. I know, Lord, you're going to give me enough money, Lord God. You're going to send somebody by, Lord, to put give me money to put gas in this truck or put gas in my car. Or, Lord, you're going to send somebody by, Lord God, to help me, Lord God, to give me what I need, Lord God. If I come up short, I know, Lord, you're going to make a way because you said you'll make a way out of no way. So, Lord, I trust you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you don't trust him, get to that place. Hallelujah. Continue to go in, amen, and read the scriptures on trusting the Lord and get them on the inside and continue to, amen, recite them every day until you begin to trust the Lord and nothing is going to come and pull you off your post. Glory to God. And don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Let nothing shake your trust. Let nothing shake your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, I'm walking where you want me to walk. I know you said the righteous, Lord God, you shall take care of us. So, Lord, I'm going to stay right here. I'm not moving. I don't care what devil in hell say. I'm going to stay right there. I'm not moving. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. You know what? If you fear what God will do, glory to God, to you and not man, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't going to want for nothing. Hallelujah. You know, I know, Lord, if I go over there, Lord God, only thing going to happen over there is destruction. But if I stay over here on this side and stay anchored and stay righteous in the word, then guess what, Lord? I ain't going to want nothing. I shouldn't want for nothing because I know you're going to take care of me. And I'm not going to move. I shouldn't go over there because they're telling me, well, you know what? Why don't you come on and go to the club with us? There's people in the club you can minister to. Don't listen at that foolishness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't listen at that. Because if you go over there, you're going to be lacking everything. First of all, you ain't going to be saved when you come out of there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to question if you were saved when you go in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's 2 in 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But if you trust God, you ain't going to lack for nothing. And if you fear the Lord and fear what would happen if I go and commit these sins, you know, sometimes you don't think about what's going to happen, the repercussion behind all this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But after you do some stuff, glory to God, there are some repercussions that's coming behind it. Like I say, for instance, let's use this as an example so you'll understand it better by and by. Glory to God. I'm going to take my credit card. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, this is just an example. This ain't me. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to take my credit card and I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to buy me some dresses. I'm going to get me some shoes. I'm just going to go and shop. Well, you know the credit card already about maxed out. And then you're going to go and max it out the rest of the way. Glory to God. And say, well, you know what? Well, I know the Lord will provide. No, that's foolishness. Glory to God. And then you got to pray. You know, ain't no such thing. Amen. They say rob Peter to pay Paul. Ain't no such thing. Peter and Paul never did rob each other in the Bible. If you read the word, glory to God. Hallelujah. They didn't rob each other. Hallelujah. Come on now, glory to God. So you understand, hallelujah. Don't do that. There's some stuff that you don't do. And then you wait on God to, okay, Lord, get me out. I'm going to go and get a car that I have not a clue how I'm going to take care of. I'm just going to go. Just go and get it. Just going to go get anything I want to and have not a clue. I didn't set no things in order. I didn't pray about it and see what you wanted me to do. I didn't do none of that. Glory to God. And then you think he's going to go, just going to bring you out. Hallelujah, glory to God. God going to take care of it. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to suffer some stuff, and he will bring you out, but guess what? You're going to suffer some stuff through that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You ain't going to want nothing. Glory to God. You ain't going to want nothing. Like I was saying, amen, I read it again. You're not going to want anything. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, let's move on to 11. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You know, everybody need to be taught the fear of the Lord. Because there are some things, amen, that people do, that they do. They don't think, amen, that they should fear God for anything. Now, it's all right if I go over here and get old Susie Bell. It's okay. You know, the Lord knows he made woman for man. Glory to God. Not in that way. Glory to God. Yes, he did. To be married. Amen. In Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make that clear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he did. He didn't tell you to just go over there and get Susie Bell just for your pleasure. Glory to God. He said, man, findeth the wife. He findeth a good thing, and he findeth favor. Hallelujah. With the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what you need to do. Find the wife. Glory to God. And then you'll find favor with God. He didn't tell you to just go over there and sleep with old Susie Bell. Glory to God. And Susie Bell, he didn't tell you to go over here and sleep with Juice Box either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not what he said. Hallelujah. He said, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. People just don't fear God like they used to. Glory to God. They don't. Hallelujah. They just think it's just a name, or people just throwing stuff out there. Hallelujah. It ain't in the word of God. Hallelujah. And then they'll go and start quoting scriptures all out of context. My God. Glory to God. I know y'all heard it. I hear it myself. Glory to God. All out of context. Well, let me help you out. Amen. You know, we are not to argue about the Bible, in which I'd never argue about the Bible. I just use me as an example because I don't want anybody saying, well, you know what, she blasted out on us online or did certain things, so I just use me. It's okay. You know, I hear people talking about that, and they just don't fear the Lord like they used to. People just don't. Because if you did, there were certain things that you would not do, and there are certain stuff that you will not say. Yeah, you know, a lot of you said, well, yeah, all them women's out there, you know, yeah, they out there, and I'm going to get them. Well, let me help you out. He said, man, find a wife. Understand it didn't have wives on the end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was singular. It wasn't plural. It didn't say S on the end, a wife. Okay, a wife, not wives. Glory to God. So, hey, but one of them out there belong to you. Glory to God. And men, you can go and find that one. Women, hey, men, don't do it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Let them come find you. Glory to God. You just be in the place at the right time, and God will put you there also. You just be on your post. Glory to God. And let them find you. Glory to God. And, you know, I was in a store. Hallelujah. I tell you, I talked to some people, my God. And this guy said, you know what? He said, I have two wives. You got two what? Glory to God. It went from here, you know. Amen. He said, and both of them proposed to me. Both of them asked me to marry them. I said, well, you know what? They was crazy. Hallelujah. I said, they were really, really crazy. Okay? I said, they proposed to you. Okay, I just put my head down, shook my head, and paid for my stuff, and I came on out of the Lord. Have mercy, Jesus, help us, Lord. I said, and they were crazy to ask you to marry them. But I take good care of him. I said, that ain't the point. Hallelujah. So I knew. I said, oh, hold up, don't do it. So I paid for myself, like I said, and I went on out the door. Glory to God. So he means one, not multiples, okay? Let's move on down. Hallelujah. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gold. You know, you can keep your tongue, hallelujah. Some things you just got to hold your mute. You can't, you know, you hear so many times, well, you know, I'm thinking it, I might as well say it. No, he said take every thought in captivity. You know, if you say and think you're going to say something that's going to hurt someone, then don't do it. Glory to God. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Don't say it. Well, you know what? That's going to hurt that person's feelings. I'm not going to say that. And you know, I said, don't do it. I said, don't do it. And I'll walk away. And they be saying, well, what you going to say? I said, no, don't do it. And sometimes people, let me help you out, will try to make you say that very thing that you said you wasn't going to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't let them do it. Don't let them push you in a corner. You know whom you serve, and don't let them push you in a corner to say stuff, amen, that you know you shouldn't be saying. Just don't say it again. And they'll keep on saying, well, you know, what was that you going to say? What was that? Don't let them do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let them do it to you. I'm just having, you know, this is some real live. We on real live radio. So I know y'all getting some good stuff. Amen. I'm going to take up an offering at the end of the show. Amen. I'm just playing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, you can keep your tongue and your lips from speaking some crazy stuff. You know, ask God to help you guide your tongue. You can't do it. No, you can't do it. But he can do it for you if you ask him. But sometimes people just don't. Well, you know what? I'm going to say what I got to say. I'm going to be who I am. And that's what they're saying. You know, and can't nobody change me. Well, you're probably not going to get changed talking like that. Because ain't nobody, no, because he's not going to make you change. Hallelujah. If you want to stay the same, he's going to let you stay right there. He's not going to move. Glory to God. Let's see what 14 says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Depart from evil and do good. Speak peace and pursue it. If you want peace in your home, you want peace in your house, you want peace on your job, hallelujah, you got to learn how to speak the peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The peace is within you, not within them. But because you are speaking peace all around you, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's where the peace going to come in at. Well, if you're not peaceful and you're always chaotic, then guess what? It's going to follow you right on home. It's going to follow you on your job. It's going to follow you wherever you go. And if you always blah, blah, and blah, and never learn to be quiet and listen, then guess what? That's exactly the way things are going to be. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you got to learn how to have a listening ear. Just be quiet. Don't always speculate. Glory to God. You have so many speculations till, and none of it is true. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move just a little bit further. Hallelujah. My God, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. You know, if you're living right, you're talking right, you're walking in his word, don't you know God hears you? Hallelujah. When you cry out to him, yes, he hears you. You may think sometimes he's far, far away, but, you know, he hears you. He hears your every cry. He hears everything that concerns you. He says, I hear you. But don't let that stop you from praising him. Don't let that stop you from seeking him. Don't let that keep you away from prayer. Don't let that keep you away from reading your word. Don't let that keep you away from doing what God called you to do. Don't let that keep you away from standing on your doorpost. Amen. Glory to God in intercessory prayer. Don't let that keep you, amen, from being the best usher you can be. You got to learn how to get over these little hurdles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And continue on with the Lord. My God, my God. Because he hears your every cry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know he will. He'll answer you. Glory to God. His ears is open to your cry. So just don't let nothing keep you away. Hallelujah. When you can maintain, wherever you are and what God is calling you to do, then, baby, you got something going for you right then. Glory to God. If you call me to usher, then I'm still going to usher. Hallelujah. I don't care what they did over there. I don't care what happened on last night. I don't care. No, y'all, I can't go to church today. No, y'all, I can't preach the sermon today because I had some things. I understand things do happen to where you may not be able to do that. But for the foremost, whenever things going around you are just going wrong, you know, this one over here acting up and this one acting up, glory to God, and the car acting up and, you know, things getting going on, for the most part of it, you should be able to maintain a steady walk with the Lord thy God. Huh? Don't let them these situations move you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's go to 16, hallelujah, and read it. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. You see right here, when you cry out to God, God going to deliver you every time, but that calls faith and trust. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you trust him on today? Do you have the faith to walk, amen, right, and continue to walk? Lord, I know you got to take care of this thing. Glory to God. Lord, I know, Lord God, you going to move it. But when? I don't know, but I'm going to keep on, Lord God. I'm not going to give in to it. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you mount up, huh, and begin to talk like that, then that thing will move. But you got to continue on. Hallelujah. Let's read 18. I want to try to get through with this. Glory to God. The Lord is nigh unto men that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit, a godly sorrow. You know, sometimes people aren't really sorry for what they do. Hallelujah. They are not really sorry, have no godly sorrow. Well, you know what, Lord? Yeah, forgive me, Lord. Yeah, I did. I said that to him. But you don't really mean it. When you really, really mean it, don't you know God knows? Hallelujah. Why do you think that he do not know? Hallelujah. He knows you're true at heart. When you say, well, I'm sorry. When you, just like if you're telling, you know, telling a child, say, well, you need to go and apologize to them because you were wrong for doing that. You know, well, okay, I'm sorry. That's the way they do it. And you know then, they ain't a bit more sorry. Hallelujah, glory to God. They're not sorry, glory to God. When you say, Lord, I am so sorry. Lord, forgive me. Help me not to do that again. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, remove that from me. Don't let me do that thing that I done again, because that hurt somebody, and I don't want to hurt anybody. When you got that godless sorrow, then God gonna help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Okay, you see right here, everything that you go through, amen, it's in the Word of God. Everything that you've been through, it's in the Word of God. Everything that you got to go through, it's in the Word of God. Glory to God. And it said he will deliver them out of them all. Glory to God. Now, there are some things you may not get delivered from right then, but guess what? Those things are not to break you. Those things are to make you a better person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you go on your walk, amen, you begin to go and you begin to minister. Hallelujah, glory to God. Then you won't hurt nobody. You won't break nobody down. Hallelujah, glory to God. You just won't, and you won't, and you won't. Hallelujah. You'll lift them up and let them know that God loves you, baby, and this is what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. I love this person whenever they use their words so profoundly. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's, you know what? God loves you, baby. Baby, let me tell you something. They sound sweet. Glory to God. And when they say it like that, I'll be like, oh, man, listen, now you can't help it. Glory to God. Okay, what is it? And that way, when they come to you like that, you can't help but to receive. Hallelujah. What? Amen. God has for you through that person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, don't go roughnecking. Glory to God. Yeah, I did. Because some people can get kind of rough when they try to minister to you. Glory to God. But if you got that, amen, that spirit, that contrite spirit, that godly, amen, sorrow, and you kind of ease into it, it'll be okay. And you won't be so harsh. Amen. So you know what? I'm sorry. Please forgive me for that. I didn't mean it to come out that way. But some just say, well, I'm sorry. They just rough. Glory to God. Let me move on from that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Okay, he said those that hate the righteous will gonna be deserted. Glory to God, hallelujah. You're gonna be desolate. Why do you hate righteous people? Hallelujah. If you don't believe, don't try to make nobody else not believe. Because if you're trying to make them not believe, then guess what? Their blood is on your hand, and you don't want that. So whatever judgment they come, let me make this clear, hallelujah. When judgment day come, hallelujah, that blood stain is going to be on your hand because you was trying to lead that person, amen, not to believe, amen, in Christianity, not to believe in Christians, not to believe in pastors, not believe in preachers, not believe in prophets, not believe, I not believe, and not believe, glory to God. So see, that stain is on your hand. If you don't believe, and that's where you are, then just keep your mouth closed and keep it moving, glory to God. One more scripture. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That means he's going to be right there. He ain't going to desert you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Don't you want the Lord on your side all the time, not just one time, you know, and then you quit? Oh, my goodness. What they said, they used to song, too legit to quit. Glory to God. God is too legit to quit. Hallelujah. If you're on his side, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Continue to praise the God and watch God move in your life. Hallelujah. Lift up the Lord thy God name. Exalt his name forever. Hallelujah. Flow in the spirit. Hallelujah. Allow him to move. Hallelujah. In your life. Glory to God. You ain't got to fear. Hallelujah. He said many of the afflictions. Hallelujah. So that means everything will begin to happen. But guess what? He's going to be there with you. He's going to walk with you. He's going to suck with you, oh God. Lord, my God, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, we serve an awesome God, and he is good, and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah, glory to God, at this time, amen, hallelujah, I'm going to open up the line one more time, if you desire prayer, press the 1, and I will bring you in, glory to God, hallelujah. No one has pressed the 1, hallelujah, so we're going to go ahead on and get ready, amen. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, hallelujah, and we're going to go ahead and get ready, hallelujah, to hear Ministry Elaine coming up next. So I want you to take a 30-minute break, get some ice cream, amen, get you some Sprite, hallelujah. You may want some water, juice, whatever it is, the need may be, amen, and get ready to hear Ministry Elaine Jackson, who will be coming up in the next 30 minutes. I'm going to pray the sinner's prayer, amen, the prayer of salvation, hallelujah. Now, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I give you my life, Lord God. I repent of all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Amen. Get in a Bible-believing church and make sure that you're reading your Bible and reading your word every day. Amen. Because God is speaking through his word. And if you don't understand it, there are so many translations out there now where you can get one that you really understand. Hallelujah. Because I know I've heard so many times people saying, well, you know what? I don't understand. Get you a translation to where you cannot understand it. Hallelujah. I read out of the King James Version myself. Hallelujah. But then I have others, you know, amen. And that's what you do. When you want it, you want it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just like when you seen them pair of shoes on sale and you say, okay, I want them. I want them. Hallelujah. And then when you seen that purse on sale, you say, I want it. I want it. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. If you want more word and you want more, amen, you want it broke down to you, amen, where you can understand it, then you'll get you another Bible that will do that for you. Glory to God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction so we can get out of here, and Ministry Matt Lane will be coming up next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back here on next Sunday.